Self-portrait as a child in America. You wash your hands slowly and daydream in water, lost in the clouds of soap foam. Pop. The class waits in a line behind you as you liquid again and again, as if to peel off your own skin, as if absolution can wait. You still see time as endless. Pop. You barely exist. Look around, Esther. You're here and you don't have a clue. But the miracles, like the berries you picked from the chain link fence, a steel necklace around your school's throat. They were bright and hard and ruby as blood you peeled off their skin to eat. It was so easy then to be friends with white children as well as with people of color. Did you know you were a person of color? Because by white you meant clouds, by brown you meant earth, by yellow, sugared lemon, and sun. Your favorite teacher was a white man who laughed like the sun in simplicity, splendor. He said, Esther, you'd keep reading if a bomb dropped beside you. And you carried those words all your life. You said, yes, I would. Pop, I would try. You say, if a bomb dropped beside me, I would pick up the wreckage, reread it against endless time. Bombs as soap bubbles, red meaning eat, clean water as hope, and right here.